Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Okay, so you have decided to meet your you and your significant other have started, like, after work, you guys will meet at the nearby tennis court to go play tennis. And you both get there, and there's, like, some other people that are also – they're first-come, first-serve courts. And there's, like, these two other people that are waiting – and they've been there for who knows how long, certainly longer than you have, because they were there. They watched you walk up. And you can hear them talking pretty loudly about how they've been there for a while. And so you and your little fucking lover get out your tennis court balls and start, like, bouncing back the balls back and forth. Just, and you're all just waiting for a court to open up. And then a court does open up. And you're... boyfriend or husband or whatever the fuck he is to you walks in, just walks in and starts setting up. And they and the other people, not super loudly, but they do, like, express, like, oh man, we were waiting. Ah, we were, it was our turn. That stinks. And you note that, but then you just, so then you can either walk in and get in a volley, or you can do the right thing and be like, hey, hon, I think that maybe it's not our turn yet. Well, what do you do?
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love and fake relationships.
I'm Colin.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Patrick.
Well, we know what she did.
I say, public courts, it's dog eat dog out there. You go ahead. And,
yeah, you got to flip them double birds and just walk in.
Yeah, I think that's the rule. I think if you're on the court, it's your court.
I think if you have chosen during these troubled times to align yourself with this kind of person, you've already given up.
Oh, sure.
You're trapped on an island.
Yeah,
in a sense, with a bad person, and you chose them. You could have left them any time in the last 2 years.
Then why would it be today? Yeah,
it's not going to be today. Today is not the day where you stand up. Because what? Because two nice strangers got inconvenienced.
I don't. And couldn't even play tennis that day.
It sounds like two passive aggressive strangers.
No, we left.
Oh.
So, Patrick, I hear your note about how passive-aggressive the strangers were. I would just like to say...
it's really interesting.
It's really interesting you would say that, because maybe they just aren't the type who would jump to their feet and run onto the first empty court, assuming that in our society, we've gotten to the point where people understand the order of things.
Oh, and
yeah,
actually, those
two people were too chill. I think they thought it was going to work out. They needed to be... a little bit more neurotic. They needed to be a little bit more.
They needed to be
leaning forward on this. They needed to hop up, start stretching.
They needed to be George Costanza in the moment and not afterwards, right? So, like, there's no complaining about being in a society later. if you didn't just like and like assert yourself on that court.
Well, here's what happened. Okay, so I need to explain.
Are you about
the
to reveal
this
that this is a true story?
Look, so, people maybe were distracted talking about the podcast they had to record later that
evening. Okay, and here's the thing. The two people, okay, multi-point.
We could just call them the victims, I think.
The victims. Okay, so the victims of this violence, okay, there was like a established way of waiting for courts. Like there were two other groups ahead of them that went, and they understood that and were waiting. And it just so happened that those two victims, they got out their rackets and they were out and they were like ready. They were ready to go in. And that was the other thing too. Yeah. The victims.
Who? Oh, right. The victims.
I'm sorry. I'm just putting myself in the feet of the shoes of the victims because I'm an empath.
Right. Even though you asked us, we would do what we would do as right. The couple, but yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right.
Kelly's fielding this hot take on her own.
Yeah, Colin's like, yeah, damn, that sucks.
No, I mean, I'm on your side, brother.
Colin and I got swooped at the tennis court.
You got swooped. I think this is a time where,
right?
And again, it's very easy backseat driving this, so I love it. Mm-hmm. So thank mm-hmm. you for bringing this to us. Mm-hmm. There is a time where the fake friendliness comes in yeah. to play. You could a person could these two victims. Mm-hmm. Could have engaged the couple and said, oh, how are you? Have a good day.
Yeah.
You know, and done the fake friendly thing to make, oh, we've been waiting. Two groups have already gone.
I bet
there'll be
a
court available for you like really soon after us. Like a person could have played the system harder.
Right.
But
right,
no,
right.
These people are bad people.
It's like if someone's about to stab you, you let my name is Colin Morris. Like you humanize yourself
yes,
to them.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I think also what we could have done maybe is be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. We were waiting. Mm-hmm. Easy.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But I think this is why we are stronger as four people.
Mm-hmm.
And when two of us try to venture out, there's gaps.
Mm-hmm.
Because Colin and I did not do the like, oh, let's engage these people in conversation and like make sure that they know that we were fucking here first.
Right. No, I mean, if I were there, I would not have helped.
No, I think you would have been panicking.
That's right.
Drenched in flop sweat.
I think I hope if I was my best self, I would have been so aggressively friendly to these fuckers that they would have mm-hmm. They would have had to actively be rude. Like, I feel that's if I could be the best member of this crew, that's what I would hope that I could bring to the table. But who knows? I wasn't there.
Right.
And I know you
right.
guys did the best you could. And these two people are bad people. They didn't deserve this workout.
Thank you. Like, I think here's what I think. Oh, no, go ahead, Colin.
Oh, well, I was going to say they looked like the villainous couple from an 80s ski movie.
Yeah, they were both extremely like waspy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And also his tennis bag was too big, right? Like, did you see how chunky that thing was? I was like, why do you have so
Some tennis
big?
Bags are so big.
It's,
what is
it was like
what's
a
going
cube.
On?
And then
he's the goalie, so he has extra gear to carry.
Got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm new to the sport, but I you know.
Yeah, our games are not good. I was gonna say, Patrick, where your special skills would come in would be immediately after with the mad shit talking. Because I think
mad shit talking. I also would have been pacing nervously in front of the court that was about to open up.
Yeah.
To make it weird for them to like cross that threshold.
Yeah.
Which doesn't always work, but sometimes does. Sometimes you can stake out a space by being like, a hyperactive weirdo. You can do that.
And here's the thing. There was silent animosity between these two hypothetical groups from the beginning
from second
when
one.
The victims arrived, they noticed, oh, there's two groups of tennis people around, and those groups were just enjoying the park, right? They were not around any particular area. So the victims
yes, and
went
can
to
I,
a
can
picnic.
I actually interject to credit one of the victims where it's due, is that one of the victims victim one didn't even notice that one group was waiting, but then victim two was like, oh, those people are waiting because there's rackets on the ground. And And victim one was like, oh, wow, good, good eye. And then they immediately adjusted their behavior to be like, oh, we're waiting after those people.
But the fucking kids who wanted to close the after school rec center to build a fucking like an extension on the outdoor mall or whatever it is, they beelined to the courts.
Yeah.
While the victims were just sitting at a picnic table over kind of out of the way. But so...
But we made, I mean, they made eye contact right away.
Yes. And I grabbed up all of their bags and ran from their picnic table to sit immediately in front of one of the courts.
One of the benches that was comically close to the courts. Like, I would say,
like,
basically
the, like, these
in
victims
the court.
Were like fans of these people practicing yes. tennis.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It seemed as if the victims knew the people playing.
So much so that the victims at one point were eavesdropping and talking shit on the people playing tennis.
It's true. Nice. It is true. Well, it
but
was because
they were
there
waiting
was
this... for a fourth to show up.
No. Okay, so they're playing for what seems like never ending. They're also terrible, which is fine. We're terrible as well. But
the victims are terrible.
The victim. So sorry. Yes, I'm just projecting. So, and then they overhear one of them say, oh, when's like Sasha getting here? Oh, well, she's going to get here in like, you know, 20 minutes and then we can do doubles when she gets here. And that is its own separate like public court etiquette. Like you don't use public courts for like 4 hours, but whatever. That's a separate issue and not as egregious. It's more obliviousness.
Because there's no posted like signage.
There's only posted signs about the two of courts one and four. So courts one and four are, you can use them, but like if a teacher comes that's teaching a lesson, they can kick you off.
Okay.
So pretty much only courts two and three are like fully public.
And those aren't the ones that, because there are also courts that are labeled like pro, right?
It's not the pro courts.
Not the pro courts. Okay.
There's no pro courts right in that area. There's only four courts like right there. So it's not the Riverside courts. It's the Crystal Springs courts. If people want to stalk us.
And if there's anyone confused about who the victims were.
I mean the victims.
No, what I'm really hoping is that it was a woman, right? That we were being, or did I just gender them?
It was a appeared to be a hetero couple.
Okay.
Yeah. And the man was the one who was pushy.
Yes. Yeah. I hope that woman listens to this podcast and has learned something. Examine your life choices, lady. You are making
because I think it's not too late for her.
Oh, it's not too late for her. It's never too late for her. But you've got an anchor around your ankle. You need to cut it free.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's dragging you down.
Here's
down,
what
down,
I think
all
the victims
the way
should do.
To
the basement. Okay.
Oh,
all right. We're doing basement ships. Well, here's the thing is that we're doing basement ships because Ozarks.
Ozark. our favorite show. All of
our favorite
show.
Is that show still on?
Yes.
Yes.
A new season is out today.
Four. Is out today. Duh. Aren't you watching it? We're having a watch party.
No. I will be there.
Kelly and I were trying to figure out what happens on that show. And I said drugs, crime, Jason Bateman. And then Kelly attempted to reply something about Jason Bateman, but it autocorrected to Jason Basement. And so we're doing basement ships.
Yay!
Yay!
That show, I watched like the first three episodes of that show, and it strangely is like parallel to the story of Schitt's Creek, but just with a different aesthetic. Yeah, it's like the family that has to flee quickly into the wilderness of a rural community. And Schitt's Creek, I thought was better.
Okay. Yeah, probably.
It's also like trying to do a Breaking Bad thing. So it's like all the characters just become worse and worse people as time goes on. So it's pretty nihilistic. It's pretty dark. I only got through the first season and a half.
Okay. That was going to be my question is if you are still watching it.
No, but the performances are really good. It's just like how much do you want to watch bad people be bad people?
Yeah. And I'm assuming it's not as funny as like Succession.
Right. It doesn't have any, there's just about zero humor.
It doesn't seem like a very funny show. Okay, so who has a basement ship?
I've got a basement ship that I'd like to talk about. Were any of you Fraggle fans growing up? Watch the Fraggles?
I was a Fraggle fan.
I liked them like retroactively, not while I was growing up.
Okay. I like the Fraggles a lot. They've got a very like Care Bear kind of like energy to them. Like they're like Muppets but softer. There's one of the Fraggles whose name is Wembley is like the softest of the soft. He is constantly being like kind of pushed around by the other more assertive Fraggles who are going on their very adventure or their adventures, and just sort of, you know, he's an indecisive Fraggle. He only owns two shirts but has minor panic attacks trying to figure out which one he's going to wear that day. He's great, but he gets dragged around on all these adventures. And so I wanted to ship Wembley with someone. And like the scenario I'm imagining here is like they're in their 20s, they're like at a bar, and they're like sharing war stories about having like the hyper courageous, like adventurous friends that like drag them around on all these things that they're like overdoing, right? Like Wembley's over it, and so is the Muppet that he meets up with at the bar. They're both, like I said, like in their 20s, complaining about their friends. I'm talking about Elmo. Elmo, who is sick of putting up with Zoe and her fucking rock, and they can just bitch about their horrible friends together.
Yeah, dude. Rocco's gotta go, dude.
Rocco's gotta go.
Eliminate.
Wait, so give me some backs. I guess I was not as familiar with Sesame Street as I thought it
okay,
was.
Okay, well, I've it's because it's recently.
Oh, this going is new on. Canon?
You would love this shit, Colin, because okay. I feel like it's very. Yeah. You go ahead, Patrick.
So Elmo has this friend Zoe. Zoe is a pretty similar like Muppet to Elmo, but she has a rock who is arguably an imaginary friend that she calls Rocco. Like she keeps putting them, like they do activities where she keeps centering Rocco above Elmo. So like mm-hmm. in one of the examples I was going around recently, there was only one with like oatmeal raisin cookie left, and it's Elmo's favorite. And Zoe's like, "Sorry, Elmo, Rocco's already going to eat it." And Rocco's like, "How can he eat it, Zoe? He doesn't have a mouth."
Whoa.
Yeah.
I think Zoe's supposed to be like a younger sibling relationship with Elmo. I think part of this dynamic is that Rocco is kind of tired of his little sister's shenanigans and doesn't really want to be the adult who's going to play along because Elmo is still a kid.
Mm.
There's also one where it's really short, but it's very funny to me, where Zoe's like, "Sorry, I'm late. Rocco had to go to the bathroom." And Elmo's like, "What?" He's so demean. But it's very funny.
That's a good blackout. So, Patrick, follow-up question. Is this a basement ship because the Fraggles live in the basement of the Earth?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's right.
The basement of the Earth.
Right, underground. Well, and like that's how you access Fraggle world, right? Like you go into the basement and there's like a hole in the wall and that leads to the underground.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's why it's a basement ship.
Gotcha. And so... I appreciate you aging up these child puppets.
Thank you.
Get them into the bar legally. Does it lead to like kind of a, I don't know, like a messy anger night, like a tryst?
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I think, you know, they can start like trading stories about their friends' like obnoxious behavior and then just like can order more and more rounds and end up like making out in the booth in the back of the bar. Like that makes sense to me.
But let's be honest, Elmo is a fuckboy. Elmo is not calling Wembley back.
Yeah, no way.
No, definitely not.
Wembley's a notch on the fucking belt or whatever.
That's not how Wembley sees it, though.
No, Wembley's like, this is, you're the one.
Oh, my God. And it ends like 3 months later because, you know, Elmo's going to keep Wembley on the line. Like, you never know.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Elmo don't close any doors for good, but then like Wembley texts him just a little too early, and Elmo's just like, "New phone, who dis Wembley's?"
Oh yeah, okay. Wembley tries to surprise Elmo,
no.
And And Elmo opens the door.
Like at his work or something?
Yeah, at his work. Or, yeah.
No. And Wembley then shows up to Elmo's mom's funeral, like in House on his sister's funeral, like in House on Hitchin Hill.
And then Elmo keeps trying to, like, is like standing kind of awkwardly, like they're trying to block Wembley's line of sight. And who is he trying to hide? Fucking Rocco, dude.
No way.
No!
After all of that, actually, that makes
the lady
sense.
Doth protest too much.
Yeah. Elmo and Rocco are endgame. I mean, like, for sure.
That's fucked, dude. That's so fucked.
That is
oh
fucked
my
up.
God.
But I did like Wembley, the Wembley of it all.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, it is right that he end this relationship depressed and indecisive and alone and lost in the universe. Like, that's Wembley's role.
Just back at Fraggle Rock with all his fucking high school friends who he doesn't even like anymore.
Yep.
That's great. Great for Wembley.
Does anyone else have a basement ship they want to share?
Mine is also kind of with... Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I think I'm on a delay. I'm having trouble hearing you guys, so I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no worries.
So mine is also high school friends who shouldn't like each other anymore. I had no idea. I had a ship for basements, and I had no idea that the show actually like made it come true for me because I stopped watching two seasons before it was over. And that is Fez and Jackie from That 70s Show, who, of course, were always down in the basement getting high their whole childhood. Yeah. And apparently 2 years after Topher Grace watched the show and I stopped watching it, or left the show and I stopped watching it, That 70s Show makes Fez and Jackie an item. And I assume it works out great for them because I always thought they were so cute together.
I think it works out for them, doesn't it? Or does she go back to Kelso at some point?
Online, they are listed as having dated from 1979 to question mark. So,
whoa, ongoing.
Yeah. Could be.
Because they fell into a wormhole.
Yeah, they quantum leaped. That's how the series ends.
Right. They only experience 1 minute every year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Oh my God.
But I love a simp. I love like kind of a you know, just like in a mask femme relationship, I like putting the power dynamic where Jackie would be the one with all the status and Fez is always below her, worshiping her, following her around. He's wanted her for so many years. You know that because Jackie is who she is and she loves attention and she loves being, you know, like the main character of her own story. Like, she absolutely wants a hometown hero who's been pining after her for 10 years, you know? So yeah. I think it works out for him, and I'm happy to be there for it.
It's sort of fun.
You are not. You didn't watch it. It was on television.
Retroactively, I'm there for it. I'm not going to watch it now. I mean, come on. Once Foreman leaves, who's going to watch that show? Did you guys finish it?
No.
I checked back in to make sure Donna and Eric got back together, but that's it. So I think so I watched the finale.
So they did get back together?
He comes back.
Gotcha.
Nice.
Oh, it's like a Diane and Cheers kind of situation.
Yeah. So their relationship is also two question mark?
I think unless it's confirmed that they get married. They might get married.
Well, then it's still two question mark.
I mean, yes, but I feel like I think it ends even more. I don't think it's just that he comes back from college. I feel like he comes back from college and proposes. I can't remember.
Okay. Doing a little bit of Googling.
It is sort of fun, Colin, to have a ship on a show that, like, you wanted to see happen and then happened what is effectively off screen to you.
Yeah.
And like never go back to it.
Like how all ships that take place in a book are off screen to me as well. Yeah. Because I just...
Yeah.
It's the ostrich effect. You know, if I'm not consuming the media, who can say what happened?
Yeah.
But it's cool that, like, you saw something that obviously other people saw too. And that's really cool. Because then you're like, I was right.
I was part of the bigger picture. Mogi, do you have a basement ship?
I do. And as I thought about it, at first I thought about That 70s Show and my love for Donna and Hyde, but I didn't go there. Because I realized I have an even more OTP basement ship. And I feel like these two people, I would hope, spend the rest of their lives hanging out in a basement together, making content. Women may come and go, But the one relationship that I hope lasts until the day they mutually die in some kind of house fire in Aurora is Wayne and Garth from Wayne's World.
Oh, that's so good.
They're that's really, they're really belong good. Together. Best friends forever.
Just think of the things they've seen. Like, no partner can really share what they've shared.
I don't think so. And I mean, like, someone like Cassandra is, like, so awesome. But she kind of deserved better than Wayne. Her dad was right.
She definitely did.
Yeah, 100%.
Her dad, like, I don't like his method of, you know, trying to kill her boyfriend with a sword. But, yes, his heart's in the right place.
Do Wayne and Garth now, do they have a podcast or are they like Twitch streaming? What's their deal now?
Oh my god. Yeah, they're like PewDiePie, but for Aerosmith fans.
Yeah, PewDiePie. I think they've moved to Twitch.
That's better. Yeah. You know what? I think they briefly, oh god, what was that fucking platform that existed for like a second and then Mixer. Yeah, I think they got like a really good deal on Mixer. And then when that all like fell apart, they went back to Twitch.
Yeah. And because I feel like one
of
their...
And they do variety.
Yeah. And one of their guys like does the tech for them. They don't know how the tech works.
No. Oh, yeah, they don't no do idea. That. No.
One of those and they're not, two backseat boys.
Yeah.
They're not playing video games on it either.
No.
They're just talking.
Yeah. They're just doing like their variety. Show. Yeah.
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 No, no. Well, they thought or when they found out that it was a platform for video games, they almost quit. Because they had flashbacks to Noah's Arcade and that whole Wayne's World 2 debacle.
Being taken advantage of that way, yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Ship. That's a great ship.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for suggesting.
That's an OTP
basement.
Right there.
All right, Kelly.
Okay. I was thinking about what has basements. And what shows. So, okay, yeah. More specifically, rather than buildings.
Right, not just houses.
Right, because then it'd be like houses, some buildings, some like administrative buildings. Okay, in The Sopranos, they hang out in Tony's basement a lot. And it's often a lot to like do business, but then it gets bugged and whatever. But I was thinking of, were there any ships that I could have stood behind on that show? Because it's pretty... slim pickings.
Mm-hmm.
There is. It does end extremely sadly and isn't meant to be, but Vito is a gay capo and he is outed. And so he runs away because they're going to kill him because that means that they think he's, quote, soft or whatever. So he runs away to New Hampshire in this like very cute, like bed and breakfasty type town. He stays in this bed and breakfast. And he assumes a new name. I think he goes by Vince while he's there. And he just fully lives a gay life. Like there's like a thriving gay community there. He meets this guy, Johnny Cakes, who's this very cute, like diner chef that like always gives him like Johnny Cakes. And he pretends that he is a writer who's researching Italian boxers. That's why he like knows so much about Italian culture and all that. And he starts like getting into antiquing with Johnny Cakes. And they just like he becomes a part of the gay community. There are some hiccups because he is dealing with like so much repression and so much like hatred for himself. And there are times when like he will have extremely, extremely happy moments immediately followed by him like acting out and like running off and like being really upset because he's literally alone. He's left his fucking wife. And so that's the other thing. It's like it's not great that he like has ditched his wife and children, period. Like he's like bye, he, like doesn't even talk to them. And then it does sadly end horribly because he decides that he needs to go back to the family and ditches Johnny Cakes. And I think also like beats him up maybe. Like it's very messy how it ends. And I just wish that instead he could have just embraced who he was and become like this like antiquing guy that was like, and maybe does become a writer and gets to like continue to live with Johnny Cakes in this little gay community in New Hampshire and like live at the bed and breakfast. And he's like the happiest you've ever seen him on the show while he's there. And it's so fucking sad. When the moment that he starts driving back, you're like, dude, do not fucking do this. And then he gets fucking killed. So by the mafia. So it's really sad. But those moments that he's in New Hampshire are very, very sweet. So I ship Vito and Johnny cakes.
I mean, that's the dream, right? Is to have an SO who's a short order cook and you can just hang out at their diner all day. That fucking rules.
And there's chemistry between them from minute one.
Yeah, I don't know about living at a B&B. Those people are way too into your business. You have to have conversations with them. They serve you breakfast, but it's not the breakfast you get at a diner. It's like scones. No.
Yeah.
Well, that's like a fun Fawlty Towers angle.
He does, I think, eventually move in with Johnny Cakes because when he leaves, it's like he packs up all his stuff and is just gone. And Johnny's like, Vince? And he's like, not there.
But honestly, that's better than knowing what happened to him. Maybe. It's true. I don't know.
I think it is.
It's tough to say. It's bad either way.
Oh my gosh.
Definitely better than knowing that the man he loved was like killed by a hate crime by the people he thought were family. That's like awful.
Yeah.
It's really bad.
It's like extremely brutal. Really,
you've just opened like a Schrodinger's cat thing in my mind. We're like, how many of my exes were killed by the mob? I have no idea.
Hey guys.
You truly have no idea.
Two relationships.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.